You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, Prince, Elton John, Dr. Dre, The Beatles. A music executive shares the creative lessons he learned from some of the world's most famous musicians and songwriters.
First, we're getting deep into election season, which means we're getting peppered with an onslaught of political ads and trying to figure out what's true and what's misleading in those ads.
For today's Teach Me What You Know segment, we'll look at ways you can put those political ads and candidate brochures to the truth test with some simple fact-checking. Right now, we're joined by Dave Umhafer of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, what are some basic guidelines people should consider when they're looking at a political ad and trying to decide whether it holds water or not?
Well, it's a timely question for sure. That little disclaimer at the end of the ad that can tell you which group or candidate sponsored it is an important piece of information. Who's paying for the ad? Is it a group you've never heard of? Is it the candidate himself or herself? That's important to evaluating, what the information is, where it came from. If it's a group that perhaps you've never heard of, it might make you a little bit more skeptical. Another thing is check the quality of the video. Does it look like it's been edited and that they're playing some games perhaps with some of the footage? We had a recent fact check on the Democratic Party where they claimed in a video that Governor Walker had nodded his head yes when asked if he was at the center of a criminal conspiracy. And it turned out they had altered the video in a way that made it look like he was agreeing with the question.
So look for sloppy edits or something that looks like an obvious edit, you're saying.
Jumpy, right?
Jumpy. And what about other red flags people should be aware of? What you're talking about there, the edits, that might take a trained eye, or
Sure. Checking
out those groups. That can be as often in the smaller print at the bottom of the ad at the very
right. End. Right.
Are those our only clues?
No, there's some things to watch for. The time frame of the ad, are they claiming that something has gotten better over just a really short period? You know, that job creation has improved over the last 3 months, or look for things that are a little more long-lasting over the course of 3 or 4 years or a decade. Even a year can be a significant period, but if somebody says, we just had our best month, you know, in the last 2 years, that may not really mean much when you get down to it. Another thing to look for is geographical references. If somebody's not doing well compared to the country, then they will often talk about, you know, their county or maybe the Midwest, or pick out one or two neighboring states and compare Wisconsin to that. So there's ways to what we call cherry pick when the politicians are trying to decide how to make themselves look good or their opponents look bad. They'll often use these little tricks. Another one is, you know, mathematics is a topic that scares people. But, you know, there's some games that can be played. Are they talking about if something has improved? Are they talking about a percentage increase, or are they talking about a raw number? If somebody says, our job creation has doubled in the last month, does that mean it's gone from one to two jobs, or, is it a larger period of time? Is it a larger number? Oftentimes percentages are the better way to go because raw numbers may not mean as much.
And what are some of the resources or websites that are available to the public to help with fact-checking if you really want to sort of dig into those numbers that you're talking about?
Sure. Well, I guess I'd start with our own PolitiFact Wisconsin. It's politifact.com/Wisconsin. We're 4 years old. We started in the governor's race in 2010 between Governor Walker and Tom Barrett from Milwaukee. And we've done hundreds of fact checks, and they're all up on our website. There's an archive there where you can check by topic and by the name of the speaker of the statement. And it's there's a database there where you can you can check these things. If you're curious about a claim, it's probably been fact-checked before in some fashion, either by us or factcheck.org is another one. The fact-checking operations have sprung up around the state and around the country, and there's a huge growing body of evidence and fact checks out there where you can sort of dip in and see if somebody's playing tricks on you.
Is it making people more truthful in political ads, the fact that you're out there, that there are other organizations dedicated to fact-checking these ads? Do you see that these ads are becoming more what you would consider truthful?
Well, we don't have any illusions that, you know, we're going to create a situation where it's all happiness and light and truth. But we do see signs that the politicians are becoming more careful with their language. I think they recognize some of the things that will get them a false on our truth-o-meter, and they've taken some steps. It's interesting. We just did a piece on PolitiFact Wisconsin about this very unusual run of about 2 or 3 weeks during this election where we've had a lot of statements ending up as true or mostly true on our meter, and there's all different sorts of theories about this, but you know, there's a fair amount of election burnout given the recalls and just the intensity of politics in Wisconsin over the last several years. And the candidates, I think, are treading a little bit lightly because they don't want to be seen as, you know, another just mudslinging politician. I think they recognize that people have become somewhat more skeptical, a little more burned out about the process, and they're trying to kind of bring them back in slowly. I'm sure it'll heat up as we get closer and it'll get nastier, but it's been somewhat surprising and heartening from our standpoint that recently things seem to be trending toward true.
Do you think that, in general, people want to catch candidates in misstatements or in outright lies? I mean, especially if it's your candidate, do you really want to know that? Or do you think people like to actually get to the bottom of it and are using your website and other resources to find out the truth for themselves?
You know, I don't think it's for everybody. I think there are people who are very partisan and are pretty satisfied with hearing one side of an argument, but we have PolitiFact Wisconsin and fact-checking organizations are very popular, and we have a lot of thoughtful readers who do want to know, if not for evaluating a particular candidate, they just want to know, they're interested in a certain issue, you know, the environment or healthcare or abortion, and they, when they read the paper, when they listen to political ads, when they talk to friends at parties, they kind of want to be informed and really get to the bottom of some solid facts. And those are the people we like to cater to.
Now, candidates are continuing to spend a lot of money on television ads. Mm-hmm. Is the evidence out there that they actually do influence voters?
You know, there's certainly a belief in the political industry that ads do work, and that negative attacks, when done correctly, can have a tremendous influence in a race. You know, there's been a lot of speculation recently about the effect of all the technological changes. And how often do you sit and watch commercial television and actually watch ads? People are DVRing and watching Netflix and so forth. And I think the campaigns are scrambling, and they're doing more internet-based advertising, but I think there's sort of a question that's arising about how to get in front of people's eyeballs. It's frustrating when you're watching TV and you're getting bombarded with these ads, but there's more ways to get around them than ever.
Great. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming on and talking us through some ways to fact-check ads.
Thanks much.
We've been speaking with Dave Umhafer. He's a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for this week's edition of Teach Me What You Know. You can hear this segment every week at this time.